of Basar Barakei Mishnah Tes, Asher Leach Es Beno Etzel Chanvani, person sends his son, that's a cotton, to a shopkeeper, Upundion Biado, and he sends a pundion, which is a small coin. A pundion is a value of 2 isarim. Umadadlo Biisar Shemen, and he measures, using the bottle that was provided by the father of this child, the Chanvani measures the amount of Umadadlo Biisar Shemen, the amount of an isar's worth of oil, the Nosan Loasa Isar. So now he also, the Chanvani, gives him back the change, which is an Isser. In other words, the child gave him a pundion, which is worth 2 Issers. So he gave him shemen that's worth half of that, which is 1 Isser. And then the change was the other Isser. So he gave him back the Isser. So now the child's walking back with a bottle worth of oil and also change of an Isser. Shover Satzleichis. So the child, the Rav says, breaks the bottle on his way back. The Ibidasa Isser. Not only that, he also loses the change. So he's got nothing left. Chanvani Chayiv. The Chanvani is Chayiv here. Why is this? So the Rav explains, Gemara says, because the father was sending the child, not that the child should be a shliach to take everything back, but just to tell the shopkeeper what he needs. Not that he should send the child back. Therefore, it's on the chanvani, everything that happens afterwards. So he's chayiv on the bottle, on the oil, and on the change. But the Gemara asks, why should he be chayiv at all? The father is almost purposely losing the bottle. He's sending it with a cotton that can't really take responsibility. So this is called Aveda Midas. And anytime there's Aveda Midas, the Chanvani shouldn't be Chayev. So Teretz is that in this case, the Chanvani actually used the bottle to measure other people in the stores, their oil as well. So when he uses it for his own purpose, he's considered a gazlan. And since the Chanvani is considered a gazlan, he's only off the hook until he actually returns it to the owner's rishus. Therefore, since he didn't actually return it, he just sent it through the cotton, the Chanvani is chayiv here. Rabbi Yehuda Poter. Rabbi Yehuda Poters, why? Shal menas kein shlocho. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the father sent the child to the Chanvani, not just to tell the Chanvani, but on condition, for the purpose, that the Chanvani should send him back with the bottle, the oil, and the change. And it would be enough just to give it to the son. And the Chanvani is therefore off the hook once he gives it to the son. And Tosfos Yontif also points out that according to Behuda, the fact that the Chanvani used it to measure for other people doesn't make him a gazlan, because Behuda holds a shol shaloi midas is not a gazlan, he's a shoel. And a shol doesn't have to actually return it to the owner like a gazlan does. It's enough that he just returns it to the place that he took it from, which is the child. And since the father wanted him to just return it back to the child, meaning he wasn't just sending the child just to give him notice that he himself wants this and he should return it to the owner. Rather, he's allowing the child, so Manas Kein Shlocho, that he should be the Shliach. That's all he needs to do. Umoidim Chacham L'Rabbi Yehuda B'Zman Shatzlochus B'Yadatinuk Umodad Chenvani L'Soicha Chenvani Potter. But the Chacham do agree to Rabbi Yehuda in a case where the Tzlochus is in the hands of the Tinuk, meaning the Chenvani doesn't steal it, he doesn't use it for his own purposes. So he's not Chayiv on the Achrayis of the tzlochus, so if it does break, he doesn't have to pay for it, or the oil that comes out, he's not responsible for that. However, even though he's potter from that, he'd still be chayiv, according to the chachamim, for the change that was lost. Because the change, the father still wanted him to return the change to the father, not just to give it, not to make the son a shliach, that's not what he was trying to do. But the oil is a veda midas, and he's potter on the oil.